The True Story of the Sword and the Stone, The Life of St. Golgano. Translator's Preface. It is with great joy that I present for the first time in the English language a work for any length on St. Golgano. Some of his story is already known to English-speaking audiences, though through entirely other means, namely, the medieval stories of King Arthur. The Sword and the Stone, though a significant miracle in St. Golgano's life, is but a divine confirmation of his calling to penance, prayer, and sacrifice for souls, whereas the Arthurian legend, it is centered around the establishment of an earthly kingdom. This introduction into the Arthurian legend is late, around the 14th century, and most certainly has its origin in the story of St. Golgano. From the 18th century to the present day, it was thought that the sword was a fake and a local medieval legend. This was completely shattered in 2001 when scientists from the University of Pavia, headed by Luigi Gualtieri, conducted a study on the sword and found that it was indeed authentic. The metallurgy was of a 12th century composition, employing no modern alloys, simply being tempered iron. The cavity in the rock outlines the blade exactly, something entirely beyond medieval technology. Even a sword composed today could not produce so exact an entrance into a boulder. This miracle should be taken as God's confirmation to Golgano of the life he was to lead, and not something deserving admiration in itself. May the reader find inspiration from this obscure saint, not only to conquer sin, but to strive to empty himself of the love of this world, and look upon God, for whom our hearts were made, and without whom they are restless, in the famous and beautiful words of St. Augustine of Hippo, Cor nostrum iniquitatum est, donec requiescat in te. Ryan Grant.